qu'une machine comme l'Algérie. Comme elle est belle, on habha belhbal. Fain nkoun ma nansaha, Alger, Alger, shhal nhabha. بعيد نتفكرك ولا بلانش قلبي plein de tristesse ما ينساك en revanche où es-tu place du gouvernement معمرة بحبابي ونكون غريب بلاندات وغمى قلبي قلبي غنيت Comme elle est belle, on habha belhbal. Fain nkoun ma nansaha, Alger, Alger, shhal nhabha. De son soleil, je ne puis me passer. Depuis mon enfance, j'irai dans ses rues sans me lasser. Qalbi, qalbi, on était pris.
Singing from the Jewish quarters in Oran, Algeria, in, well, nostalgic music from the 30s and 40s. That was Les Orientales with a beautiful song called Alger, Alger. And I don't know what it was about today, but I was determined to play lots of French music. And I decided to begin the show with some more traditional French music, bringing images of the old world, whatever that may be. In this case, it was Algeria from this day and age in the 30s, 40s. And it brought me to them, Les Orientales, and also Maurice El Medioni, whom I played many times on the show, but not in a long, long time. He's one of those artists whom I've had to savor. And his music is just so absolutely romantic. The piano playing is just captivating and rolling and just sweeping. And so one of my favorite albums that I own is Maurice El Medioni meets Roberto Rodriguez, and it's a beautiful album called Descarga Oriental, the New York Sessions. So a little bit about this. Rye pioneer and grandmaster of the Pian Oriental, Maurice Almedioni from Oran, Algeria, is a childhood hero of Khaled and featured guest on his last studio album. Latin super drummer Roberto Rodriguez from Havana, Cuba, already played with everyone from Miami Sound Machine to Lester Bowie and Cachao, via Joe Jackson and John Zorn. And on invitation of Piranha Music, whom produced, released this beautiful album, they met the two of these legends in New York for a Descarga Oriental, Dreaming of Roots That Never Were. An instant classic, outstanding and full of surprises. And I would most definitely agree that this album is gold, pure, pure gold. I'm going to play off of this album. You'll hear Medioni's beautiful, beautiful piano and Rodriguez's percussion. Maurice Medioni is a true original. I'm just going to read to you from Rodriguez's words on his collaborator on this album, Medioni. So this is Rodriguez speaking on Medioni. He is a true original. You can hear everything from Jewish liturgy to rye, Spanish romances to salsa to jitterbug and jazz. The music is as exquisite and rich as any from the great composers and musicians to have come out of Cuba. As producer and arranger, I was asked to bridge two worlds. As I listened, the Arabic and Sephardic connection became very clear, the strong presence of the African rhythms, as well as the beautiful and romantic melodies, just like in Cuban song. I was very moved when I met Maurice for the first time in Paris, 2005. Here we were, an Algerian Jew from Oran via Paris to Marseille, and a Cuban from El Vedado, Havana, via Miami Beach to Manhattan's East Village. One of the first things Maurice said to me with his very passionate Algerian French accent was, "Roberto, we're going to make great music. Your people and my people are beautiful people." I started to relax, and from then on, I knew that this was the beginning of something extraordinario. It was something crafting the music. And after I centered the melodies to clave and the arrangements were finished, we went into the studio. Maintaining the focus on Maurice, I was able to bring in an array of different influences and styles of Cuban rhythms. From the dengue beat, conjunto, guaracha, to sexto típico, son, and even a bit of bembe. With Maurice, it's so easy. He has impeccable time, and his groove is so good, as you'll hear. When he smiles, you know you got it. Arsenio Rodriguez, the great Cuban tres player, composer, and bandleader, taught Ruben Gonzalez never to imitate anyone. Always be original, he said. Do your own thing no matter what anyone says. In El Gran Medioni, we will find all of the same qualities. His music speaks from the heart. And without further ado, let's listen to some of this gold, beautiful music. This is Maurice Medioni, Roberto Rodriguez with a song called Oran Oran. You're listening to Kol Nodedi.
C'était pas de la tarte, il fallait des flouches, pas des cremos. Une crêpe au nez bien citronnée. Juste en face, la maison du colon. Les marchands s'installaient tout le long pour vendre leur nougat, tourne de Girona. Et la Wally Moncal était bonne. Salsa, c'est rumba mieux qu'à Cuba. Qui ne se souvient de Canastel, de la bassie et de sa clientèle. Blond blond et boniche, Lynn Monti à l'affiche. El Maghribi, Rinat Yahbabi. Salut, coucou, viens boire un coup. Je me souviens de grand-mère Solé, son fromage du béné et son petit lait. Alors ses beignets, de ses mains tous signés. Quelle senteur, j'en garde la saveur. Il y avait de l'ambiance, de l'abondance. Je me souviendrai toujours, toujours que là j'ai passé mes plus beaux jours. Cette ritournelle, je la chante pour elle, pour Oran, la belle et la rebelle.
Super drummer Roberto Rodriguez, known through productions with Joe Jackson, Julio Iglesias, Miami Sound Machine, etc., etc. Teaming up with Maurice Almedioni, who, when he created this album, was 77 years old just a few years ago. When was this released? 2006 here. This was a long-awaited album. It took a while to make. It was a labor of love. Again, Medioni, who is an old-time master for the Algerian and Jewish communities. And this is just an absolutely compelling mix of Jewish, Oriental, and Latin vibes, a perfect marriage of Oriental piano and Latin percussion. Beautiful album. And the instruments you were hearing were the piano, of course, organ, bass, that is stand-up bass, the tres, trumpet, darbuka, and several other percussive instruments here. In any case, I promise to get my hands on more of Medioni's music, as I've been craving for a long while. So, onwards to more French music, but now more contemporary, more electronic, shifting out of the world of nostalgia and a traditional kind of universal romance and into a more industrial, more contemporary urban soundscape. We're going to listen to a piece called Mina from two brothers, Mousse and Hakim from France. This is off of a compilation album called Euro Groove. You're listening to Kol Nodedi.
Mina disait qu'ils sont ces fous qui voudraient nous enlever tout ce qui ressemble à du soleil. Est-ce qu'on les aurait rendus fous à pas être assez à leur goût, même quand on n'est que du miel? C'est marrant quand on les regarde, on dirait qu'ils leur tardent de voir là où ils y sont. Comment ils font pour pas aimer, ou rire ou boire, ou fumer, mourir, voilà des façons. Mina, petite fille autant que deux filles qui ont 20 ans et qui ne demandent après tout. Une goutte de l'océan, y mettre les deux pieds dedans et un peu plus que le genou. disait, elles m'ont saoulé. Toutes ces têtes barbelées qui nous empêchent à chaque fois de les regarder dans les yeux, parce que ça les rend malheureux. Mais s'ils n'ouvrent pas les bras, c'est marrant quand on les regarde. On dirait qu'il leur tarde de voir là-haut s'ils y sont. Comment ils font pour pas aimer, pour rire ou boire, pour fumer, mourir, en voilà des façons. Mina, petite fille autant que deux filles qui ont 20 ans et qui ne demandent après tout qu'une goutte de l'océan, y mettre les deux pieds dedans et un peu plus que le genou. Elle écrit sa lettre au bon Dieu et lui dit les yeux dans les yeux, t'aurais pas autre chose à faire que nous montrer du bout du doigt et dire comme à chaque fois elle atteint la peau Lucifer. C'est marrant quand on les regarde, on dirait qu'il leur tarde de voir là où ils y sont. Comment ils font pour pas aimer, pour rire ou boire, pour fumer, mourir, en voilà des façons. Mina, petite fille autant que deux filles qui ont 20 ans et qui ne demandent après tout qu'une goutte de l'océan, y mettre les deux pieds dedans et un peu plus que le genou.
Couleur de joie.
A very seductive, loungy French tune by Lulu Gine and collaborated on with Thievery Corporation, who do some interesting things, always giving the kind of a loungy urban backdrop to things. They've actually worked with many world music musicians. I'll try to get some more of them to play on Col Nodedì. That song was called Simple Histoire. Again, that was Lulu Gine and Thievery Corporation. You're listening to Col Nodedì here. This is CITR at UBC in Vancouver. And onwards in this sea of French musique, we have Ishtar, who I haven't played for a long, long time, but most definitely one of my favorite female vocalists, blending the Mediterranean strains of flamenco with Arabic harmonies. Ishtar Alabina has been making its mark on both sides of the Atlantic as a million copy seller of a highly charming musical blend. One might call the rumba from the desert and its singer the queen of the Middle East. Born in Israel, Ishtar Alabina was raised by an Egyptian mother and a Moroccan father with Spanish roots. She and her two sisters both spoke Arabic and Hebrew and were surrounded by music from an early age. Ishtar appeared to have inherited her family's musical talent, and she got her name from her grandmother after the ancient Persian goddess of fertility, whose headless statue is designed to make one dream about the perfect woman. Let's go right ahead and listen to her. I'm going to play from what I think is one of her strongest albums, Ishtar, La Voix d'Alabina. And this was released in 2000. Let's see what you think of it. Enjoy. This is Col Nodedì.
Oubliez le tout et la peur, et un instant d'amour est un instant.
La Voix d'Alabina. That was Ishtar off of her album, La Voix d'Alabina, released in 2000. And she has a very interesting history to her musical career. She began performing professionally in her country, Israel, when she was only 14. And then very soon after, actually, became an international hit. Her big breakthrough came when producer Charles Ibgui came to see her in concert. Impressed by her extraordinary voice, he introduced her to a group of gypsy musicians, Los Niños de Sara, who had honed their musical talent playing with several major other huge musicians and had played internationally. Ishtar became the group's front woman, and under the name Alabina, the fivesome went to create a very multicultural fusion sound mixing Arabic, Hebrew, Spanish, French, and gypsy music with lyrics in all of those languages. So she has had a very interesting career, performing in numerous countries worldwide: Spain, Russia, Italy, Israel, Armenia, Australia, Sweden, Africa, Greece, India, etc., etc., etc. And she has also played with Carlos Santana in France. I could go on and on, but she's a fascinating, fascinating performer. And actually, I believe she plays quite a bit in Vegas, and maybe that would be accessible one of these days. All right, here. I always, or it seems lately, always need to somehow incorporate the Dan Reicha Project into my show here. And so they have released a new album earlier this year, and I've been sort of just taking little tastes from that and sharing them each week. I don't want to play it all together and just, you know, what will we have left? So I'm going to play one of the beautiful tracks on their album, Within My Walls, Ben Kerot Beiti. But beforehand, I'm going to play a beautiful track from one of their older albums, Ma'amakim, From the Depths. I'm going to play a piece for you called Milim Yafot, Beautiful Words. This is the enchanting voice of Kabra Kasai. I believe her last name is pronounced like that. Kabra Kasai, an Ethiopian Jew who was born in a refugee camp in Sudan as her parents made their journey en route to Israel from Ethiopia. So this is a song called Milim Yafot, Beautiful Words. You're listening to Kol Noradi, and this is CITR.
Tu hai mera pyar pehna, tu hai mera pyar pehna, tu hai mera pyar, tu hai mera pyar pehna, tu hai mera pyar pehna, tu hai mera pyar pehna, tu hai mera pyar, tu hai
You're listening to the Idan Reichel Project. I was just playing to you from Ma'a Makim, their second album, From the Depths, a beautiful song sung by Kabra Kasai, an Ethiopian Jewess, with a song called Milim Yafot. And I'd like to end here with a piece from their latest album released earlier this year called Rov HaShaot, Most of the Hours. I have to say it's worth it to pick up this album within my walls just for the insert. The photos are so intriguing and catch these little nuances of life here. In this photo, for example, there's a picture of Idan Reichel, who's the composer, producer, director, creator of this fascinating collaboration. He's writing his music under a dimly lit lamp here. And his grandmother is knitting next to him. It's a small room, and there's a street lamp inside the room. And their Afghan dog is watching them both as if he's some sort of guardian angel. It's a really poetic photo here. Any case, you'll have to see it for yourself. This is off of their latest album, Within My Walls, Ben Kerot Beiti. And we'll end off with this song called Most of the Hours. Most of the hours that remained were filled with love for most of the days that escaped us. And onwards. Thank you for listening to Kol Nodidi. As we leave off with this last piece, I'd like to thank the people who called in today, Jamie and Odd and Abba and Shira and Ya'eli. Thanks for calling in. And just a little note, Kol Nodidi will not be airing next Sunday, but I'll see you. I will talk to you the week after. So have a beautiful 2 weeks. Thanks for listening and enjoy your Sunday. This is Rov HaShaot, the Idan Reichel Project. Thanks for listening to Kol Nodidi. Bye bye.
שירים שעטפו את החדר הייתי כולי שערה ומה שנותר לבסוף מהשבר ברוב המקרים נותרה שתיקה ברוב הבריחות ופרצי הזעם אני זוכר מה שבוע קרה ברוב הרוחות וסופות הגשם בסוף היום חזרה ברוב השירים עוד זוכר את פניה נוגות לא נוגות בדימה של שתיקה ברוב הדמעות השתקפו את החדר כמו גוזר על חייה למות במיטה יש ימים שנשארו והם רבים והם שאלה ויש שעות שמלאות כולם בריח שלה ורוב הזמן הייתה נשארת ושלא הייתה בוכה ואם זה כך ואם אחרת הנשאר שלה שירים שעטפו את החדר הייתי כולי שערה ומה שנותר לבסוף מהשבר ברוב המקרים נותרה שתיקה ברוב הבריחות ופרצי הזעם אני זוכר מה שבוע קרה ברוב הרוחות וסופות הגשם בסוף היום חזרה של שתיקה ברוב הדמעות השתקפו את החדר כמו גוזר על חייה למות במיטה יש ימים שנשאר
deprisa y con